This is The Queen of All the Living, a Chronicles of Narnia fanfic written by the Lady Scribe and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is gen, with additional tags for boxing and fisticuffs. Post the last battle, Susan Pevensey is still a queen no matter where the heck she lives. Author's notes. For Annabelle. I fudged the timeline a little bit. The other Pevenseys are already dead. Title is from the poem Queens by J.M. Synge. At age 16, Susan Pevensey starts a girl gang. It is quite by accident. She gets into a fist fight with a boy at school who has been terrorizing some of the younger girls, tripping them so their skirts flip up, and snapping the straps of their brassieres. He tries it on Sue precisely once, and they are both sent to the dormitories without any supper, so they might consider the gravity of what they have done. The next day, Susan walks into class with her head held high, while Thomas tries his best to hide the black eye she gave him. "Where did you learn to throw a punch like that?" It's one of the fourth-year girls who asks, and Susan is struck by how much she looks like Lucy. It hits like a sharp pang in her chest, and she has to look away. "I had brothers," Susan answers, pointedly going back to scrubbing the toilets. It's supposedly part of the chores doled out to every student, but she knows it's punishment for the fight with Thomas. The girl keeps pressing. "Can you teach me to do that, please?" Susan sighs and turns to look at her. She holds the girl's gaze, willing her to back down, but the girl keeps staring back, wide-eyed and a little bit hopeful. "What's your name?" "Felicity. Fee." "All right, Fee. Meet me by the big oak tree during common hour. Wear something you don't mind getting soiled." The fight with Thomas gains Susan a certain amount of notoriety at school, but the brawl with Joseph Mullins and his brothers solidifies her place among the most dangerous girls in town. It isn't, in fact, much of a brawl. Joseph tries to cajole her into dancing with him at a social, and when she refuses, he gets angry. He attempts to pull her onto the dance floor, so Susan lets her instincts take over. She does what any self-respecting Queen of Narnia would do. She stomps on his foot, punches him in the gut, and, when he bends over in pain, knees him in the face. His brothers aren't terribly happy about that, and neither are the chaperones. Miss Hatley warns Susan that she's gaining a reputation. Susan thinks to herself that she already has one. She shouldn't be surprised that Fee arrives for lessons with friends in tow. There's a small bunch of them, mostly fourth years, but some fifth and sixth, and one third year as well. Susan is as patient with them as she can be, pushing when needed. For the most part, they're fast learners, all of them carefully studious as she demonstrates how to duck a haymaker and use it to one's advantage. Susan suspects that their activities don't go unnoticed, but no one has gotten into a fight since her bout with the Mullins boys. Her lessons have, as yet, gone uninterrupted. By the time Susan finishes school, she has a reputation. She walks the halls with her head held high, a passel of girls not unlike ladies-in-waiting in her wake. They are strong and fierce, a band of sisters, a force to be reckoned with. At age 16, Susan Pevensey starts a girl gang. It is by accident, but she is quite pleased. The end.